Hello, everybody. It's time for NHK World, Radio Japan, Easy Japanese. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto.
And I'm Jonathan Shear. Let's have fun learning Japanese together.
Lesson 44. The key sentence is
和菓子を食べてから抹茶を飲みます。
After you eat Japanese cakes, you drink powdered green tea.
The main character of our skit is Anna, an international student from Thailand. Anna has come to study Himeji Castle with her university. After visiting the castle, she is now experiencing the Japanese tea ceremony at a tea house nearby. She is sitting on a tatami mat and has just been served a traditional Japanese cake.
Listen to the skit for lesson 44. The key sentence is...
和菓子を食べてから抹茶を飲みます。
After you eat Japanese cakes, you drink powdered green tea.
和菓子はとても甘いですね。
和菓子を食べてから抹茶を飲みます。抹茶は苦いかもしれません。
先生、足がしびれました。いたたたた。
Okay, let's go over the skit. Traditional Japanese cakes have been brought before the students. Anna has just tasted a Japanese cake for the first time and tells the professor how she likes it.
和菓子はとても甘いですね。
Japanese cakes are very sweet, aren't they?
和菓子
is Japanese cakes, Japanese sweets, or confectionaries.If a word has
wa
at the beginning, it often expresses a Japanese style to something.
I see. So, Japanese food is washoku, or Japanese-style meals.
Right. The following
wa
is the particle indicating a topic or the topic marker.
Totemo
is an adverb meaning very.
Amai
is sweet.
Desu
is a polite expression at the end of a sentence.
Ne.
Is a particle you put at the end of a sentence when you seek consent from the listener.
Many traditional Japanese sweets are made with a sense of the seasons. There are cherry blossom cakes in spring and crimson leaf cakes in autumn.
Indeed, Professor Suzuki is explaining the manners of the tea ceremony to the students.
和菓子を食べてから抹茶を飲みます。
After you eat Japanese cakes, you drink powdered green tea.This is today's key sentence.
和菓子
or Japanese cakes,
お
is a particle indicating the object of an action.
食べて
is the て form of the verb.
食べます
to eat.
から
is a particle meaning after. It expresses the order of events. An action taken before から is followed by another after it.
In previous lessons, we learned to use から to express a reason.Here, kara is being used to express the sequence of events, right?
Yes. You use the te form of verbs before kara.
食べてから
means after you eat.
抹茶
is powdered green tea. The following o is the particle indicating the object of an action.
飲みます
is to drink.
The matcha used in Japanese tea ceremonies doesn't have any sugar added to it, I don't think.
No, it doesn't.
Matcha
is finely milled tea. Hot water is added to it, and then it is whisked with a bamboo utensil before it is drunk. Professor Suzuki goes on to say,
抹茶は苦いかもしれません。
The powdered green tea may be bitter.
抹茶
is powdered green tea. Wa is the topic marker.
苦い
is an adjective meaning bitter.
かもしれません
means maybe or perhaps.
Powdered green tea is indeed nigai or bitter. But Japanese sweets are amai, sweet, so the overall taste is really well balanced.
Okay, going back to the skit, Anna seems to have developed some problem.
先生、足がしびれました。
Teacher, my feet have gone to sleep.
Anna was sitting in the traditional Japanese style with her legs folded, so her feet have gone numb.
先生
is teacher.
足
is feet.
が
is the particle indicating the subject.
しびれました
is the past form of the verb.
しびれます
to go to sleep, to go numb. Anna then raises her voice.
いたたたた
Oh, oh, ouch! Ouch is
痛い
Anna felt pain and tingling in her feet and cried out.
いたたたた
You know, I've heard that people say いたたたた when they get hurt.
Let's listen to the skit for lesson 44 again. Today's key sentence is
和菓子を食べてから抹茶を飲みます。
After you eat Japanese cakes, you drink powdered green tea.
和菓子はとても甘いですね。
和菓子を食べてから抹茶を飲みます。抹茶は苦いかもしれません。
先生、足がしびれました。いたたたた。
Now it's time for Teacher's Teacher, where Program Supervisor Professor Akane Tokunaga teaches us today's point for learning.
Today we learned how to express a sequence of events by adding kara to the te form of verbs. Can she please teach us more about this in detail?
Let's ask our teacher.
私が教えましょう。
She says, in Lesson 16, you learn to express more than one action in a sentence by linking the te form of verbs. If you add the particle
から
after the te form of verbs, you can make it clear that you did the action that comes before から first, and then the action that comes after it. This way, you can emphasize the order of actions. In the skit, it is important that you firsteat Japanese cakes,
和菓子を食べます。
And then you drink powdered green tea.
抹茶を飲みます。
So you change the first verb to the te form and add から to it. And you say,
和菓子を食べてから抹茶を飲みます。
After you eat Japanese cakes, you drink powdered green tea. You can also use から when you answer a question.Suppose you're asked, when are you going to eat lunch? And you answer, after I'm finished studying. Study is
勉強
To be over is
終わります
Its te form is
終わって
And to eat is
食べます
So you say
勉強が終わってから食べます
That was today's Teach Us Teacher.
Next up, we have Sound Words, where we introduce words that simulate sounds, noises, or behaviors.
Jin Jin.
Jin Jin. Maybe this has something to do with today's skit. I think it describes how feet have gone to sleep.
That's right. You say this when your hands or legs have become numb or developed a painful tingle.
ビリビリ、ビリビリ。
Also expresses numbness, but it is used to describe an electric shock. In today's sound words, we introduced
ジンジン
and
ビリビリ。
Before closing, Anna looks back on today's events and tweets. It's our corner for Anna's tweets.
今日は
Sitting straight with my legs folded is hard. I've learned one good way to prevent our feet from going to sleep. It is to sit with the big toes of our feet together. I'll try it next time. Did you enjoy lesson 44? Today's key sentence was...
和菓子を食べてから抹茶を飲みます。
After you eat Japanese cakes, you drink powdered green tea.
Next time, we'll tell you about Anna's birthday party.
Join us again.
さようなら。